let's jump into the hacker edition of Mario. So, first thing we need to do is get the height from the user. Here, we're asking them for a non-negative integer less than 24, and we're using the CS50 getInt function to grab that integer from the user. We see we're inside of a do while loop that will continue looping as long as height is greater than 23 or less than 0, and so we'll continue until the user actually gives us what we want. Once we have that height, we get to the main for loop of our program. So let's first look at an example from the PSET spec. We see in this example that when we enter a height of 4, the bottom row first prints 4 hashes, 2 spaces, and 4 more hashes. Then one row above that prints 1 space, 3 hashes, 2 spaces to separate the pyramids, and then 3 more hashes. And above that, 2 spaces, 2 hashes, 2 spaces, 2 hashes. And finally, 3 spaces, 1 hash, 2 spaces, 1 hash. So you should start to notice the pattern here. Let's look at the code for how we're going to do that. We see here that we're iterating over all rows of the pyramid. First, we want to calculate the number of spaces. Remember that we have to start at the top of the pyramid and work our way down, since we can't print the bottom, then one row up, then one row up. So at the top of the pyramid, notice that the number of spaces is equal to height minus 1. We're going to print 3 spaces, then 1 hash, and then 2 spaces to separate, and another hash. So spaces is equal to height minus row. If the row is 1 and our height is 4, that'll give us 3 spaces as we want. Then this for loop just prints that number of spaces. If spaces is 3, then we're going to print a single space 3 times. Continuing, now we want to print the hashes of the left pyramid, which is just equal to the row number. Looking back here, in row 1, we print 1 hash. In row 2, we print 2. In row 3, we print 3. So we simply loop row times, printing a hash symbol. Then for all rows of the pyramid, we print exactly 2 spaces to separate those pyramids. And finally, we want to print the right side of the pyramid, which is again the same number of hashes as the left side, and so it's the same exact for loop as above here. Finally, we need to print a new line in order to move on to the next row of the pyramid and continue printing. And that's it. My name is Rob, and this was Mario.